Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Thursday, March 21st, 2024. We've been talking about Sears Island quite a bit lately, and Mainers will be hearing a lot more in upcoming months and maybe even years as the permitting process gets underway. To bring everyone up to speed on the issue, WERU will have some special programming on the subject next week. More on that later. And there's also an organizing event coming up in Belfast this weekend for those who want to protect the island from development. Environmental groups are split on the issue of whether the proposed wind terminal should be built on Sears Island, involving destruction of a wild undeveloped area and unknown impacts to the rest of the undeveloped island, versus building it at Mack Point, the adjacent industrial park, which would incur the extra expense of dredging and disposal of the toxic muck around there. The Natural Resources Council of Maine and the Maine People's Alliance, along with some unions, support the Sears Island option. The Sierra Club of Maine and the Islesboro Islands Trust, both groups are veterans of past battles to save the island, want the facility to be built on Mack Point and the island to be left undeveloped. The Friends of Sears Island, the group that holds educational events on the island, cares for the trails, puts up the signage, has expressed concerns about the impacts the terminal would have on access to the rest of the island as well. Maine Earth First, another veteran of the previous battles, and there have been many, to protect the island, is holding a community learning event and organizing convergence of the Campaign to Protect Sears Island / Wesumkick. That's a Wabanaki name for it, and it is, after all, unceded Wabanaki territory. That will be happening this Sunday, starting at 2 o'clock at the Legion Hall in Belfast. The meeting will last about 3 hours, and then there will be a potluck and music. That's this Sunday, starting at 2 o'clock at the Legion Hall in Belfast. Also, next week, WERU will be airing a two-part Maine Currents special on Sears Island, the history of failed attempts to industrialize it over the years, including talking with some of the folks who have been working to protect the island for several decades, and some who believe that the need to address the climate crisis outweighs the damage that would be done. That will air on Thursday and Friday next week, the 28th and 29th of March from 4 to 5 p.m. And if you can't listen then, you'll be able to find it in the archives shortly thereafter, and you can listen whenever it's convenient for you. And taking a look at what was in the news on this day in history in Maine, looking back 25 years to March 21st, 1999, and not thinking too much about the fact that that was 25 years ago, a headline on the Portland Press Herald announced that then-Governor Angus King, having seen years of efforts to develop Sears Island for a cargo port fail, and having publicly thrown in the towel a few weeks earlier, was proposing that the state buy the island. Quote, King said federal environmental regulations had pushed the cost of the project to $70 million. In response, Dan Sosland of the Conservation Law Foundation, which had opposed the cargo port plan, said, quote, it's not at all clear why they're not exploring the option of just protecting the island. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. We are here every weekday morning at 8 during Morning Maine, here on your community radio station, WERU-FM. Thanks for listening and have a great day.